You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. Famous first line of the poem Trees by the American poet Joyce Kilmer. If you have the heart of a poet, you will be able to understand what it is we have just recounted in the Passion and what we are doing in a symbolic way here on Good Friday. If you have the eyes and ears of a scientist, chances are most of it will escape you. It takes a poet to understand Good Friday. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. Trees are so beautiful, especially at this time of the year when their greenery is just starting to appear, when many of them up and down our streets have their white and colored blossoms beginning to appear. We see the coming of spring in the beauty of trees. But trees are not only just lovely and beautiful to look at. Trees have so many other qualities that sometimes we don't think about. During the heat of summer, trees give us shade to be our comfort. In the fall, trees yield their fruit to help feed the hungry people of the earth. And in many places, trees are the source of medicine for the healing of diseases and injuries. Trees are efficient, and trees are even smart. They know how to take carbon dioxide and use sunlight to turn it into oxygen as a gift to us. Trees even know how to recycle. When certain cells in a tree have served their useful purpose as living cells, they are not just simply put on the scrap heap, but they are moved to the outside of the plant, and they become beautiful wood that is recycled so that the tree can continue to build its own scaffolding and ladders to reach higher for more and more sunlight to do the things that trees do best. Trees are patient. They take years and years to grow only a few inches or a few feet. Trees certainly know how to deal with handicaps because they simply are unable to move at all. But they make the best of it, and they make a remarkable contribution to our lives. So trees are certainly lovely poems for us to contemplate. They are also our friends and our teachers. And so it is little wonder then that trees have such an important place in the story of our salvation. In the book of Genesis, when God created the world, all the beautiful plants and animals and human beings as well, and saw that they were all so good, in the very center of the garden, there was the tree of life, the tree that supported and nourished all of God's creation. And in the Passion story that we have just heard, we have heard that even a tree was used as the execution place of Jesus our Savior. He was nailed, as the scriptures tell us, on the tree of the cross. And that tree as well has also learned to be our friend and is giving us life. There are so many wonderful contemplation opportunities for us here on Good Friday. And so I ask you to let the poet in you come to the front this evening and look at the tree of the cross that we are going to venerate in just a few moments. Trees are our friends, and certainly they need our love and our care. Pope Francis has encouraged us in his encyclical Laudato Si to have a care for all of creation. And certainly this is true for the trees of the earth, which we so casually remove for landscaping and blacktopping and for all other kinds of purposes. We are in danger of losing the trees of our planet, especially in rainforests and places where they are so necessary. And so on Good Friday, it is so important for us, while we honor our Savior who was crucified on a tree, to rededicate ourselves to the life-giving creation that God has put in our care. All life is holy, just as the cross of Jesus is holy, and we are about to venerate. That's why it is so important that in all of our buildings, churches, office buildings, even though we use a great deal of steel and glass, no building is really home and warm unless there is wood in it. The seats that we are seated on, the different decorations in the church, wood, seemingly dead, is a symbol of life. And so we should respect wood with reverence and care. It is a sacramental for us. It is a symbol of the death and the resurrection that is the basic story of our celebration. So we come together this evening, having heard the story of our Savior's crucifixion on the tree of the cross, now to venerate the wood of that cross. In just a moment, the cross is going to be presented to you, and three times it will be proclaimed, "Behold the wood of the cross on which has hung the Savior of the world." And as you come forward, let the poet in you come to the front. Approach the cross of Jesus. Touch it. Kiss it. Embrace it. Love it. Because the tree of the cross is the instrument of our salvation. Let us worship our Savior who died on the wood of the cross. Amen.